Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome all the way from Austin, Texas, Hayes Carr and the Warren Hood Band. I saw you leaning on a memory with your back turned to the crowd, and that little Paul Murphy, well, he played guitar too loud. There were people drinking whiskey, there were hearts about to leave. It was cold as hell for Houston, it was almost New Year's Eve. All the way from Beaumont with a white rose in my hand, I could not wait forever, babe, I hope you understand. All the night I was feeling lucky, so I asked you to dance, and the way you looked up at me made me think I had a chance. When I put my arms around you, I knew you weren't coming in, but I hope it will be different if I pass this way again. All the way from Beaumont with a white rose in my hand, I could not wait forever, baby, I hope you understand. Stopped in Pasadena if I'd have known about this place. But you looked like forever where the water meets the shore. I've been thinking about you, baby. I can't do that anymore. I saw you leaning on a memory with your back turned to the crowd, and that little Paul Murphy where they play guitar. Well, I'm wild as a turkey, higher than a Christmas moon. Empty as my wallet on a Sunday afternoon.
able to warn the band, start things off tonight. In double duty. This is my first time here at your wonderful venue. And, for a long time I wanted to play here, and it took 15 years, and here we are. For those of y'all who don't know me, my name's Hayes, and I'm from Houston, Texas originally, and I lived in a little place called Crystal Beach, Texas. It's a little beach town on the Barbara Peninsula. And thank you. The Barbara Peninsula, it's about 20 miles long, about a half mile wide, and it's a place where no one uses their real names. Everyone has aliases there. And I didn't know that. In retrospect, it was maybe not the best place to launch a show business career from. Got here eventually. This makes me really happy. This is a very nice venue. I started out playing places that weren't really anything at all like this. I started out at a joint called Bob's Sports Bar and World Famous Grill. The name was misleading. It wasn't a sports bar. Bob was about the size of this stage, I guess. But anyway, I was the only guy who could play guitar and sing at the same time on the whole peninsula. And that made me sort of a minor celebrity out there for a little while. And, so I started going at Bob's, and I got a gig at Sharky's, and then Stingery, and then Genie's One, and that eventually led to a gig at Genie's Two, which was a bait camp inside of a trailer about 100 feet behind Genie's One. Back to Bob's, like I said, it was sort of like the size of the stage, if none of y'all would have been there. Maybe you two, I don't know. But you wouldn't have been looking at me, you'd been watching like a fishing tournament on TV or something. It was me, and then there's this like big plate glass window behind the stage, and then a gravel parking lot, and then Highway 87 in the Gulf of Mexico was out there. And there was a guy back then, his name was Mike, and Mike was a drug dealer, and a fairly successful one, and as drug dealers go, as beach drug dealers go, and but rather than spend his proceeds on clothes or a car, he drove a golf cart and he didn't wear a shirt or shoes. He spent all of his money on illegal animals. He had like a zoo on the beach. He had his own illegal African zoo. He had like snakes and a giraffe and all kind of stuff. But the crown jewel of his collection was a full-grown African lion that he somehow snuck onto the Bolivar Peninsula. And he used to bring this lion out to my gigs at Bob's every once in a while. It would be in a trailer with the cage, the bars on the back, right? He would back it up to the stage. So if the two of y'all did decide to turn around for some reason and look at me, sometimes you'd get lucky and there would be a full-grown African lion behind me at the gig. And about 4 years ago, Hurricane Ike came and hit the peninsula, and it washed out just about everything. I lost my house, a lot of friends and family, about 90% of the buildings washed away, including Bob's and all these other places I used to play at. And Mike left before the storm came, but he did the honorable thing and he let all of his animals go. So they would have a fighting chance. And I don't know what happened to everything else, but the so I got ahead of myself here. This story was going to be much shorter than it needed to be. Anyway, I was overseas when the storm came, and it was hard to find any information out about the peninsula. Everything had been, it's such a small town, and nobody was writing about it, and I knew it had been hit hard, but I couldn't get anybody to tell me anything. And I was going on stage, I remember, in London, England. Right before I walked on stage, somebody handed me a newspaper, like London Times or something, and on the front page of the paper was the lion that used to come out to my gigs. And this wasn't reassuring, really. I mean, it was... But what had happened was Mikey let the animals go. The lion went to high ground instinctually, which was this church about 3 feet above sea level downtown there. And it turned out that there were 3 or 4 people who had decided to stay and try and ride out the storm. And they, too, eventually ended up at the church. And they walked in, and there was this lion hanging out there. And so they kind of snuck in to the side. And for 3 days, they had this, like, standoff. Like a redneck version of Life of Pi, kind of. Anyway, I know this is not the way I should have started my show with this, but this next song has a lyric about a lion tamer, and I didn't want anybody to get confused about what I was talking about.
Thank you.
sound a little boxy and thin up here. If we could tweak that a little bit. Hey, hey, yeah, all right. Chances are I took the wrong turn. Every time I had a turn to take. Emily Gimbel over there. Emily is, you may be able to tell by the pile of tissues that are stacking up beside her that she has a serious cocaine problem. We thought the best thing for her would just to be to work through it and stay busy. No, Emily's a little under the weather, and she's toughing it out and coming up here to play with us. And she helped me out on this next song here. This is a song off my last record. It's about the great political divide in America. Yeah. division, animosity, rancor, hatred. Yes. You're one step ahead of me, girl. This is a song about people on opposite ends of the political spectrum and kind of seeing how they can coexist. And it's kind of like about if Rachel Maddow and Ann Coulter went on a blind date. Usually listens to cheers, not groans. I'm more conservative here in Annapolis. All right, fine. James Carville and Rush Limbaugh. There you go. Glad to work with you here. So, anyway, I'm not sure what that was an invite for exactly. But the song is about not to point out how much divides us as a country, because I really don't think there is that much that divides us. Everywhere I go, it seems like people are shouting at each other, left and far right, liberal and conservative, and all these huge disagreements. But I think at the end of the day, we're all Americans. We're all what's best for our country and our family and our friends. And I don't think there is that much that separates us. And I truly believe that there's nothing that can't be overcome with a little bit of physical attraction and a whole lot of alcohol. That's my platform. Buena City Council 2014, check it out. You were smoking on a cigarette, talking about the deficit, putting all them wild boys down. Than a minivan, left me wondering what I should.
Well, when I'm lying in my bed at night, I don't want to go up. Yeah, nothing ever seems to turn out right, and I don't want to grow up. How do you move in a world of fog that's always changing things? It makes me wish that I could be a tall. Now when I see the price you pay, I don't want to grow up. And I don't ever want to be that way, and I don't want to grow up. See my folks turn into things that they never want. See your only thing to live for is to change. Thank you.
Oh, well, I think I see a bright light. Something about it ain't right. I lay down in a spaceship. I woke up in a firefight. I'm tripping from the morphine. Came down in a fast scene. God, no, let me die. Ain't even crazy.
My parents, my dad was in the Navy, and he was, this is a song about family and people growing old and kind of your role in the family changing. It's totally seasonally inappropriate. It's a Christmas song. forgive me. Well, we'd all head to Waco for the birth of our Lord. My folks and my brother and an 82 Ford. We'd pull in the driveway filled up with cars, old aunts and old uncles. Lord, I see stars. Then we'd run to the kitchen, you know, kids and their games. Play fetch with old Buster and call each other names. Aunt Betty'd be singing while supper was cooking. We'd unwrap the gifts when no one was looking. And let's all gather. Grandpa say the blessing. Aunt Jane, she fell asleep. Mary Kay burned the dressing. We got all of our friends and family here. And I'm grateful for Christmas this year. This year we're in Houston. Let's all get together. Man, I almost saw snow. Can you believe this weather? Who's gonna be here? Uncle Frank can't make it. But since Grandpa died, I don't know if Nana can take it. This present's a sweater, and the pie don't taste right, and Dad and the TV are starting to fight. I wish I had a drink, maybe a dozen. Lord, would I give for one good-looking cousin. Let's all gather. Dad, you say the blessing. Aunt Jane, she fell asleep. Mary Kate forgot the dressing. But we got all of our friends and family here. And I'm grateful for Christmas this year. Hey, Mom, how you doing? Yeah, I miss him, too. Now the Christmas lights don't make your hair look blue. The cousins ain't coming. John's overseas. And I guess my wife loves her folks more than me. But the ladies from the church said they might stop by. I brought you this picture. Oh, Mama, don't cry. Let's play cards and watch the news channel. I love you, too. And thanks for the flannel. Let's all gather. I guess I'll say the blessing.
and Jane, she fell asleep, and I never cared for dressing. We got all of our friends and family here, and I'm grateful for Christmas this year. Yeah, I'm grateful for Christmas this year.
I just realized I've never, Warren's never heard that song. But being the professional that he is, he just nailed it anyway. It's great. I just started giving a bit of lessons like 4 or 5 months ago. Just blowing me away up here. It's great. How about Warren Hood, everybody? You got it. Right. Get carried away here. Got a show to do. This song here about license plates. The state motto of Texas, where I'm from, is the Lone Star State. Arkansas, where I lived for a while, is the natural state. Oklahoma is my favorite. It's the okay state. We're not great, but. Okay. Very Midwestern modest, I like it. What is Maryland? What's your state motto?
Free state. Free state.
Not much of a consensus here. I think we all know what it is. Anyway, bye. I'll. It's quite a list we have going here. Let's just jump ahead, shall we? By far the coolest state motto of all belongs to the tiny state of New Hampshire. Their state motto is live free or die. And it's a great state motto. It just sucks if you're in prison in New Hampshire. Particularly if you have to make license plates and say. So this is a song about their flight here. Doing 10 to 20 in the frozen Granite State, and every day I go to work to stamp out license plates. Every day I go to work and every night I cry, cause every license plate I make tells me to live free or die. Live free or die. Oh Lord, tell me why can't they say seatbelts fastened or Oklahoma is okay? Vacation land sounds mighty great. Wouldn't mind stamping out the Garden State. It's enough to make me cry. Live free or die. Oh well, I didn't mean to shoot that man. Why, the gun just went off in my hands. I caught him with my wife, and it cost that man his life. Well, I just got home from the factory, and that guy was sitting where I'm supposed to be. Now he's up there in the sky, and I'm stuck with live free or die. Live free or die. Oh Lord, tell me why can't they say seatbelts fastened or Oklahoma is okay? Vacation land sounds mighty great. I wouldn't mind stamping out the Garden State. It's enough to make me cry. Live free or die. Oh,
something had this be a lesson to all you married men out there, that patience is a virtue. So make your plans with care. And if you catch your wife with another man, well, it's best to hold off as long as you can. Then shoot him in another state where they got a different license plate. Live free or die, oh Lord, tell me why. Can't they say, see, best fashion, oh, long is okay. Vacation land sounds mighty great. I wouldn't mind stamping out the Garden State. It's enough to make me cry. Live free or die, oh, your land. I'd like to try a new song on y'all if that's all right. It's one I wrote the other day with one of my favorite songwriters, Daryl Scott. And it's a song about my son. I have a 9-year-old son. His name is Elijah. And Elijah is a magician. I mean, that's not a musician, a magician. He likes to do magic tricks. And when your son tells you that's what they want to be when they grow up, it's hard as a parent to really get excited. you just see sort of a lifetime of pain and suffering ahead. But that's what he loves to do. He's very persistent about it, and he stuck with it. At first, he was not good at all, really. He had his tiny hands, and he would do tricks, and I would say, I see what you're doing. All day long, he would just show me tricks. I was like, the card's there. I know how you did that. But I'm toughening him up. It's going to be all right. Anyway, but to his credit, he stuck with it. He was very persistent, and he actually got really good. And so good, in fact, that he's gotten a couple gigs, paying gigs, as a magician at 9 years old. It blows my mind. He has been invited to join the Austin Magicians Association. You've heard of them. Yeah. The Austin Magicians Association meets every other Monday at the International House of Pancakes right over by my house in the banquet room in the back there. And he is by far the youngest member. So the median age is like 68 and one oxygen tank, I think. What I admire about my son is that he took this thing that nobody really wanted to see him succeed at. But he knew that's what made him happy, and that was what his dream was. And he's followed his heart, and he's gotten to where he's really good at it, and he didn't listen to any of the naysayers, his father included. And stuck with what made him happy and followed his path, and I love that about him. And I wish I had more of that when I was his age. And I know the next few years could be tough, but I sincerely hope that he never loses that. And so I wrote this song for him, about him, and it's called The Magic Kid. Pick a card, any card, don't show it to me. Abracadabra, I got nothing up my sleeve. And now I may get it wrong or get it right, but either way I'm standing in the light when nothing is here. I'm the magic kid. That's my kid with the cards. He's 9 years old, with a head full of wonder and a heart of And there's not a trick that he can't figure out. And he's never stopped the show for fear or doubt, like the rest of us did. He's the magic kid. And who we are is who we are. Why is that so hard to be? When I watch him shine his star, it's so magical to me. Trading dreams for pecking orders and schoolyard games. But you shine your light for everyone to see. And the only one I've known who's truly free. Hey, you just are what you will always be. The magic key. Pick a card, any card. Don't show it to me.
That's coming out. My new record is coming out in the spring of 2018. Y'all keep an eye out. Arkansas, my head hurts. Yeah, I'd love to stick around and maybe make it worse. But I got a girl out in Henrietta, and her love is like tornado weather. And it's girls like this that keep me trying. She goes off like an air raid sound. Come in clean, leave torn apart. A bad liver and a broken heart. A bad liver and a broken heart. Jesus.
get old before I'm any good at this. Who's the president? What year is this? Doesn't anybody speak about truth anymore? Maybe that's what the songs are for. Just hold on, 'cause baby, here we go again.
Texas singer songwriter, he's somebody that he's a hero of mine. I stalked him for a number of years until he would hang out with me, and we eventually became friends. And he invited me over to his house to write a song one day. And we sat down. I said, "Ray, what have you been writing about lately?" He said, "Farm animals," which was a genre I'd never really explored before as a songwriter. Most of my stuff's about alcoholism and sex and drug abuse and travel and depression. But Ray's had a lot of luck with the whole farm animal thing. He's got a song about roosters, he's got one about rabbits, he's got one about horses, he's got one about snakes. So, Snake Farm. It just sounds nasty. Snake Farm. That pretty much is. Snake Farm. It's a reptile house. Snake Farm. Ugh. So we sat down, we wrote a song called Chickens. Thank you. Never really took off like we hoped it would. We totally overestimated the whole poultry folk rock movement of early 2005. But I got some good news the other day. I was doing a gig down in Austin about 5 years ago, and after the show, the bartender came up and said, "Hey, there's somebody here you should probably meet. He just tipped you a $100 bill. And he bought the entire house 2 rounds of drinks," which was like 6 or 8 drinks. I walked over to him and said, "Man, thanks so much for taking care of us." And he said, "Hayes, it's my pleasure. My name is Don Tyson. I'm the CEO of Tyson Chicken." I said, "Man, I got a song for you." Anyway, a couple years later, Ray and I got together again. We wrote a second song about something even more universal. This is about alcoholics and the people that love, inspire, and enable them. It's called Drunken Poet's Dream.
She crosses a bridge.
Two songs that start the same way. I hope that's the one you were cheering for. There's a girl downtown with freckles on her nose, pencils in her pockets, and ketchup on her clothes. She's a real nice girl. She's pretty as a plate. The boys call her Katie when they ask her on a date. And who knows, Katie, maybe you could be the one. There's a boy outside, standing in the rain. Hands are in his pockets, he's wondering why he came. He's a real nice boy, he's slower than the fall. The girls call him Billy, if they're calling him at all. And who knows, Billy, maybe you could be the one. Oh, but hearts don't lie, and words don't sing, boys like you can't buy.
Oh,
Thank you so much, Mavis, for coming out to hear us. Hope you had a good time. Y'all be safe. We'll see y'all again soon. Thank y'all.
Thank you.
All right. Now we'll do a song you probably would have hated. This is one I need to preface. It's about a case of mistaken identity, and I should preface it with a quote from Ray Wiley Hubbard. He said, "The problem with irony is not everybody gets it." I hope y'all get it. We've been dating since high school. We never once left this town. We used to cut out on the weekends. Oh, we drink till we drown. But now she's acting funny. Said I love you, baby, till the day I die. It's just sometimes people get a little bit uptight. I'm not drinking from a loving cup. I gotta walk along like a little bit of buffing up. Let us I'll be out here after the show if you want to come say hey. Thank you all.